This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'ina wa ba'd. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who were sent to mankind to remove them from the darkness into the light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and their companions. May he bless the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May he bless all the ulama of this ummah who have struggled and strived to bring the deen to us. May he bless every single one of us. And may he use every one of us to serve this deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our offspring and keep them all steadfast on this deen in this trying time, the times where a person holding on to his deen is similar to a person holding on to a red hot coal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, dearest listeners, this evening we read some very moving verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this 24th part of the Quran is inviting us to seek forgiveness. The verse that has within it the greatest hope in the whole Quran, we have read it tonight. Tonight being one of the odd nights, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again to make us from those whom he has forgiven and from those who earn Jannah. It's not a joke. Wallahi, it is something serious. This evening there are verses, so many verses, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us of what will happen, who the winners are, and those who are deceived by thinking that the life is only this life. This life is a preparation for the main life that has no ending that will come after this one. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to my worshippers who have transgressed against themselves, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the one who will forgive all the sins. There is no sin too big for Allah to forgive on condition that we repent from it. That's the condition. Even shirk, majority of the sahaba were mushrikeen before they became known as sahaba. Radiallahu anhum. May Allah's peace be upon them. The minute they left the shirk and entered the fold of Islam, they were forgiven and they became the best of those who treaded this earth after the prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a little bit of that forgiveness. Remember, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to forgive every single sin committed from the beginning of time to the end of time, it will not displace any portion of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is absolutely nil for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, one narration says that if Allah were to give every single creature whatever they've asked from the beginning of creation right to the end of creation, it would not displace anything from the kingdom of Allah besides that which a little needle would displace when placed into an ocean. How much water would it displace? Subhanallah, that's the power of the Creator. This is my Creator and yours. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us so beautifully, saying, look, come to the mercy. Know that Allah is going to forgive all your sins. And this is why Shaitan promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I am going to take away their hope in your mercy. Let's listen to this carefully. I am going to take away their hope in your mercy. Which means if any one of us is losing hope in the mercy of Allah, we've headed in the direction of Shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. No sin, no matter what, is too big for Allah to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. The condition is we need to admit our error. We need to seek forgiveness, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness through repentance. And we need to promise that we will not do this again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness on this night. And we need to turn, obviously we need to change our ways and habits, and we need to become better people. These are the verses, reminder after reminder. So Allah says in the same verses,
وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَّبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ.
Now he dishes out a warning after giving us some of his mercy and how great it is, describing it. He says, look, we'd better follow the Quran, follow the Sunnah, follow that which Allah has revealed. Before it is too late, then nobody will be able to assist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the turning point. And in fact, he continues to say,
وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا بَغْتَةً وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
He says, turn before the punishment overtakes you suddenly, and you won't even know that it has come and it's overtaken. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance. And with this chance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us, through our own turning, by the will of Allah, turn. But if we are from amongst those who continue to say, yes, okay, today, tomorrow, you know, I'm still young, I still got lots of years ahead of me, I'm still healthy, no aches in my knees, and you know, everything seems to be okay. If that's the case, who knows? There is no guarantee. Life is definitely not guaranteed for anyone, and death knows no age. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And Allah says, we don't want you to come on the day of Qiyamah and say, oh, you know, I should have done this and I should have done that.
أَنْتَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ.
We would not like a person to come and say, oh, what did I do regarding the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent me so many reminders, but I didn't turn. And the reminders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And this question repeats itself so many times in the various surahs that we read this evening. Did the messengers not come to you to remind you, to warn you? And the answer will be, yes, they did. Yes, they did. Did people not come to you to remind you, to warn you? Allah will ask subhanahu wa ta'ala that didn't we send someone to remind you? Didn't this person come? Didn't that person come? What will the answer be? Allahu Akbar. We will have to say, yes, indeed, they have come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing those whom He sent, Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown, let's listen to this beautiful description.
وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ.
The trumpet will be blown and everything will be destroyed completely besides that which Allah wills.
ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى.
Then it will be blown again.
فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ.
They will suddenly be resurrected. They will all be looking. Everybody will be resurrected. The narration says of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is sahih, that after the trumpet is blown the first time and everything comes to an end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a thick white rain to fall onto the earth for a period of 40. Whether it's 40 days or months, the hadith does not make mention of. And people will grow. People will grow just like trees grow. This is why whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the rain of mercy, and He tells us in the Quran that look, when the earth is dead and then from the seed it grows, in the same way we will cause a different type of a rain to fall and human beings will all grow. Everybody will grow to a certain height, to a certain age, and everybody will be watching in dead silence. The Quran describes it in another place, that you will not hear خَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. All the voices will be silenced for Allah. Not a pin drop, not even a pin drop. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes after that, He says, وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. The light of the earth will be enlightened with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Why? The sun's function is over. The earth's function is over. These creatures have come to an end. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that light will lighten up the place. And Allah says,
وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ.
The books will all be laid bare. All the books will be laid bare. Try and picture for a moment. Obviously, this example is higher than our comprehension. But it's for us, it is a duty to ponder. To ponder and to reflect. Allah says, all the books will come. They will be placed. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ
وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ.
And all the messengers will come, one after the other. They will be brought. Why will they be brought? To bear witness, Ya Allah, these are my people, I delivered the goods. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end in Hajjatul Wada', he conveyed the message in such an emotional manner, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were in tears. When he gave the message, the final message, he looked at his companions, and he says, do you bear witness that I have delivered the goods, that I have conveyed the message? They said, yes, you have. He looked up in the sky and he says, Allahumma fashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness. They have all said, I have already conveyed the message. Subhanallah. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all the messengers will come and Allah says, وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. And all the witnesses will come. All sorts of witnesses will be lined up. Imagine everybody's court case will happen. Just picture for a moment here, if you have a court case, and the books are all there, the witnesses are all there, and we are in the box there, waiting for the judge to make a decision. This is minor, but we get worried. This is absolutely minor. Even if we are going to have a life sentence, it's nothing compared to what will happen in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us more conscious of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels, the witnesses will be brought forth. The prophets will all be brought forth. Then Allah says, وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Subhanallah. You see the qaf in the Arabic language, when we stop at it, we bounce at it. Subhanallah. Sliced. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that justice. Do you know the Arabic language is so powerful that the meaning is connected to the pronunciation and the pronunciation is connected to the meaning in almost every word. Subhanallah. That's a study on its own. The Arabic language is one of the only languages where almost every word, if you are to listen very carefully to it, you would pick up its meaning. If only you know some of the rules and principles. That's a powerful language. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand that language. Ameen. So Allah says, the judgment will be made between them with justice and nobody shall be oppressed on that day. Then what will happen? Let's explain. We've come in Surah Al-Isra, we've read verses where Allah says, everyone will be resurrected with their prophets. And with that, everyone will be resurrected with those whom they got their deen from. This is why it's very important for us to know where you're getting your deen from. انظروا ممن تأخذون دينكم. Make sure that you are getting your religion from an authentic source. Subhanallah. It's important for us to know. We shouldn't just read on our own and arrive at different conclusions which are totally unacceptable in the Sharia and then think that we are knowledgeable. Nay. We are meant to be sitting at the feet of the ulama who have knowledge. And we are meant to be learning from those who are reputable and those who know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people will be resurrected in groups. They will be given their books. What type of groups? Different types of groups, but two major ones described here. Allah says,
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا.
The people of Jahannam will be driven into hellfire in groups with their leaders. Each one, the one they were following will be leading them. The one that they were following will be leading them into hell as well. And this is why in the same verses that we read this evening, Allah says there will be a big debate and an argument between those who are now following and those who are being followed and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will argue with each other saying,
هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ.
And in another place Allah says, مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ.
listen, we followed you in the dunya. Now you have to take away a bit of the portion of the punishment here from us, because we had nothing to do. We just followed you. You told us that this is right and we just followed you. So now you've got to take some of the punishment. And Allah says, nay. Even those will respond to say, hey, look, we're all in the same boat today. Who told you to follow me? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. And those who are moving right with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen to them? Allah says,
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا.
Those who are going to Jannah will also be driven to paradise in the same groups, in groups. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good company. These verses are directly instructing us to have good company. Because your company will make you or break you. If you are in someone's company in the dunya, you will be in their company in the akhirah. Unless you had disassociated from their evil or tried to rectify the evil they have had they been evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It's important, really, to understand this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the people of Jahannam begin to walk, they will be asked by the keepers, a very interesting verses. The angels, the gatekeepers of Jahannam, will ask them a question. But how can you go to Jahannam when Allah's mercy is so big, so great? You're still going to Jahannam. That's what they will be asked. And they will be asked a question. But didn't anyone come to you to remind you when you were alive in the world that, look, this is going to happen? And they will say, Bala, walakin haqqat kalimatul adhabi ala al-kafirin. They will say, yes, indeed, people had come, but now what can we do? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the adab will definitely be deserved by those who disbelieved and rejected the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So look at how surprised they will be. Who? The angels asking a question, but didn't someone come to you? Whereas, when the people of Jannah go, there will be a difference. Those who listen very carefully to the verses, one says, futihat abwabuha. And the other one says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. There is a very big difference in the Arabic language between those two. In the case of the people of Jahannam, Allah says, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The doors of Jahannam are closed. When they come, the doors will be opened like a prison. A prison gates are not opened all the time. They closed, so the other prisoners don't come out. So the doors will be opened, these criminals will go in, and the doors will be closed again. But when it comes to Jannah, paradise, Allah says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they come, the doors will be wide open waiting for them already. From a long, long time, like you invited into a big palace. And how will they be greeted? The angels and all the dwellers will be saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Peace be upon you. You have indeed done that which is pure. You've done something very good. Enter into paradise forever and ever. Subhanallah. May Allah make us from those. So these are the different groups. And this is why the surah is called the surah of the groups. We will all be going inshallah into Jannah in groups. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in Jannah the same way He has gathered us here this evening. Ameen. And in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the last day. And He also describes this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how forgiving He is in the opening verses. You see, the Quran has a balance. The word of Allah, when He speaks about how forgiving He is, He also reminds us, hey, don't get so hopeful that you commit sins thinking, no, don't worry, Allah is forgiving, I can carry on, one day I'll repent. Allah says, no. So look at how powerfully in Surah Ghafir, it is called Surah Ghafir, which means the forgiver, Allah. And it's also named after Al-Mu'min, and I'll mention why in a few moments, inshallah. Allah says, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ. These are the qualities of Allah. He's mentioning them Himself. He says, He is the one who forgives sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. The one who accepts repentance. شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ. The one whose punishment is severe. Why does He say 2 points connected to His mercy? Then He quickly reminds to say, but watch out, the punishment is also severe. So nobody gets so hopeful that they commit sin out of hope, because that is a crime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. One is to commit a sin out of error or out of human nature and so on, and to repent. But the other is to commit a sin saying that Allah is merciful. That is criminal behavior. Allah is warning us about that. And then Allah says, after He says, Shadeedil Iqab, He still instills within us that hope by saying, Vittawli, He is the bestower of all goodness. He gives us goodness. Vittawli. Look at the qualities of Allah.
La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-masir.
No one worthy of worship besides Him. Everybody will return to Him. No ways we are going to be able to run away from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. Look at the beauty of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, He says the question will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. This is a question that we all may have heard.
لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ
Whose is the kingdom today? Whose is the ownership today? Who owns this day? Wallahi, we read it every day in salah. Whenever we read Surah Al-Fatiha, we should learn to concentrate on the meanings of the words we are uttering. Many of us are guilty. We utter that Surah Al-Fatiha, concentrating on just the Surah Al-Fatiha without thinking of the meaning. Sometimes the wording, whether we know it or not, sometimes the pronunciation. Sometimes we utter it parrot fashion in salah without realizing what the meaning of what we are saying is. Whereas that surah is one of the most powerful surahs in the Quran. When we say, Maliki yawmiddin, there is also another way of reading it in a different qira'ah.
Maliki yawmiddin.
He is the king. He is the owner of the day of judgment. So Allah will ask the question,
لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ
Who is in absolute control today? The answer, obviously,
لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ
For Allah. Allah, the one, the irresistible. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter makes mention of the story of Fir'aun, getting back to why the surah is called Al-Mu'min. Because in the family of Fir'aun, there was one man who had accepted Islam, but he was hiding the fact that he was a Muslim. He had accepted the message of Musa alayhi salam, but he was hiding the fact that he was a believer. And he kept questioning the people. He said, look, oh my people, this man Musa alayhi salam has come to you. He's telling you what to do. And what is wrong in obeying this word? I fear that what he is saying is correct. Destruction may overtake you like the destruction that overtook those before you and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of many points that this man raises. It's important for us to go through it. Because when we go through the points in Surah Ghafir that this man raised, they are pointers for us today. When Allah says, look, the messenger came to you, he's calling you towards goodness. What are you losing by following the goodness? If you follow the goodness, there'll be more goodness. And if you don't, there is a great chance that the punishment will overtake you. And if he is lying to you, the punishment will overtake him. But he can't be lying when he's bringing goodness to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So this surah is also named after that one mu'min from the family of Fir'aun. And Allah says, because Fir'aun rejected this call from within as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have already cast him into hellfire. We have already cast him into hellfire, and the debate is raging between him and his cronies as to why they are there. And this is why it's important once again for us to maintain good company and to ensure that we are only with those whom we would like to be like. If you want to be similar to someone, you sit with them, you mix with them. Allah will grant you a bit of that. And this is why with us, we are taught to be with the best of people, those who benefit you in one way or another. If there is someone who doesn't benefit you at all, you need to look for better company. If that is the case as a Muslim, what about those who harm you? Those who teach you how to smoke? Those who put you onto drugs? Those who want to make you addicted to music and to pornography and to this and to that? May Allah protect us all. That will destroy us. Wallahi, it will destroy us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. This reminds me of a new problem in this age. Some people might not have company of real human beings in front of them, but they are in the company of the television whole day. That's also bad company, very bad company. They are in the company of the internet whole day, sitting and laughing at a screen, joking and sharing that which is unacceptable with a screen. Imagine a screen. A screen. Allahu Akbar. People behind the screen you don't know, you're not going to meet, you may or may not meet, you probably don't have a clue who they are, they could be criminal, and yet here is your wife on the side trying to smile at you and you say, hey, I'm busy here. And then you start laughing at the screen. Where are we? What's happening? Wallahi, it's a problem if this is the case. Tonight, an odd night, let's change that. Throw that computer away. Wallahi, tell your spouse, when I have an email, you check it, you respond. I'll dictate to you what to write. Allahu Akbar. Let's work that way. Because if we become enslaved by this type of technology, where are we heading? What type of company is this? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We will be fighting with that same screen on the day of Qiyamah. It will be brought as a witness on the day of Qiyamah as to why we sat in front of it, using it for all forms of evil. Yes, it's a different story if we are using it for the promotion of deen. That too, we need to fulfill the rights of those who are right next to us. Sometimes our children, our wives, our parents, our brothers, our sisters are crying for us to look at them and smile at them even once. But the days go by, we're laughing at the screen and we can talk so nicely, whether it's on Skype or Tripe, I don't even know what it is. Allah protect us. And we speak so beautifully and come to the person who is, it is farad for you to speak to them nicely. And we have a word of rebuke. Where are we heading? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deeper understanding. These are the problems of the age. A day like this or a night like this, auspicious. We did not utter these words just coincidentally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew the lesson is for myself and yourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Fir'aun and his cronies, because of their company, they will be debating and fighting with one another and so on. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says or declares something very great. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ That means your Rabb has said the following. Listen to it carefully. أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Call out to me and I will answer your call. This is an open invite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, call out to Him, He will respond to your call. Your needs, you call out to Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in every way to fulfill our needs and to grant us goodness. The next surah is also a very, very powerful surah. We won't be able to do justice to all the verses, but we will commence at least. It is known as Hamim As-Sajda, because it starts with the words Hamim and it has a sajda in it. We fell prostrate this evening with that particular verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are arrogant, if people are going to be arrogant and not prostrate, we have others who prostrate for us. Immediately we fell prostrate. We are also inshallah from amongst those who will not be arrogant. We will always fulfill our salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a warning. Again, similar warning. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا After making mention of all the greatness of Allah and so many other verses, Allah says, if the people still want to turn away from that message of goodness, فَقُلْ Then tell them, أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ I am warning you of a punishment similar to the punishment of Ad and Thamud who were destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He displays here how He destroyed them. In these verses Allah says, Ad, they said, who is more powerful than us? We are strong, we've got all this and so on. Like today, people say we've got technology. Man has reached the moon and man has reached here and there. How is this going to happen and that going to happen? Wallahi, the warnings that Allah has given, Allah says we can take them whilst they are sleeping and we can even take them whilst they are watching and they can do nothing about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all forgiveness and protect us from His punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, describing the enemies of Allah. I'm sure you heard the words A'da'ullah. Who are the enemies of Allah? In a nutshell, those with bad company. Why do we say those with bad company? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were led astray by those they followed. They were led astray by those they mixed with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا We appointed for them the devils. Two types of devils. Devils from mankind, devils from jinnkind. فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ So what was the job of these devils in their company? To beautify that which is ugly and to make ugly that which is beautiful. Which means what is right will be perceived as being wrong. And what is wrong will be looked at as that which is right. By whom? By those around you. They will convince you sometimes that what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. That is why we constantly need to check ourselves if our thinking is correct as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us understanding. If Allah has declared something, it is correct, even if the whole world tells you it's wrong. And if Allah has prohibited something, it is bad, it is evil, even if the whole world begins to do it. And if they begin to engage in it, it will remain evil until the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So Allah says, verses that a lot of us would know by heart.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ.
On that day, the kuffar, the disbelievers, and we spoke about those who had bad company, the enemies of Allah, they will say, Oh Allah, show us those who led us astray from jinn kind and mankind. We want to put them under our feet and stamp their heads under our feet. We are so angry with them. Will that help? It won't help.
نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا.
We want to put them under our feet. We want to disgrace them here today. That won't help. Allah says, who will be saved?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا.
Those who have two qualities will be saved. Those who believe in Allah and then they are steadfast. Two qualities you need, to believe in Allah and to be steadfast, to be upright. Allah says, if you have those two qualities, the angels will give you good news to say, don't worry, relax. You are at peace today and everyone is at peace with you. Jannah is awaiting you. Just a moment.
تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا.
The angels will come down to them to tell them, don't worry, no fear upon you, nothing.
وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ.
We want to give you good news of paradise that you have been promised. It is awaiting you. Subhanallah. Two qualities. Even the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms this. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, then be steadfast. That's the ingredients of entry into paradise. It sounds, mashallah, quite simple, but that's a lifetime of a struggle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us through that struggle. And this is why Allah says, if you want to be saved from evil, you need to become from amongst those who call towards goodness and who prohibit bad. Naturally, when you call towards goodness through the barakah of the sincerity of that call, if you are sincere, Allah will make you engage in the goodness. And if you are sincere and you prohibit bad and try and discourage people from doing bad through the sincerity of that call, Allah will protect you from that bad. So your best bet is to call others towards goodness and to ask them to leave evil with sincerity. That's why Allah says, there can be nobody better than such a person. No statement is better than one who calls towards goodness.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
Allah says, who is better in speech than the one who is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And does good deeds himself and says, I am from amongst the submitters. The term Muslimin here, the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can sacrifice for his deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can become the best of people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of mercy for all of us. May he forgive us on an eve like this. it's important that we all utter the words, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive us all. Until we meet again, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin, subhanallahi wa bihamdih, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.